Buying or selling a home can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. Heritage Realty makes buying and selling easy. With Heritage Realty, you get local market expertise, one-on-one service, and the support of a network of agents across the area. Heritage Realty cares about the details and goes above and beyond to deliver the service you need. Knowledge is power. Trust Heritage Realty to buy or sell your home. For the newest listings and detailed market reports, visit heritagerealtyknox.com. Heritage Realty, where today's technology meets traditional customer service.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. Eric Kane here with an extended UT football practice report. Tyler Robbins, Will West, be back momentarily. But it's going to be the 115th playing of the rivalry that is Tennessee and Vanderbilt. The Vols are going to enter the showdown trending in one direction, while in-state foe Vandy is trending in another. Tennessee is third in the SEC East with a 6-5 record, a 3-4 tally in conference. With a win, Tennessee finishes the regular season at 500 in SEC play after being picked to finish fifth in the Eastern Division during the pregame picking. Vanderbilt, meanwhile, is 2-9 on the year, winless inside the SEC. The Commodores are losers of six straight and have allowed at least 30 points inside conference play to everyone, excluding South Carolina. Vanderbilt's best showing defensively this season was holding Colorado State and the Gamecocks to 21 points. The Commodores have also been held scoreless twice in league play and managed only 6, 17, and 17 points against Mississippi State, Kentucky, and Ole Miss. The game is set for the awkward 3:45 p.m. Eastern time kick, and that'll be televised on the SEC Network with Dave Neal, Deuce McAllister, and LVFL Andrea Carter, who will be on the call. Fans can also listen to the game on the Vol Radio Network via the two flagship stations for the University of Tennessee right here in Knoxville. That is right here on 99.1 The Sports Animal and our sister station, 107.7 WIVK. It's year one for head coach Clark Lee in Nashville, and it couldn't have gotten off to a worse start as ETSU went on the road to pummel Vanderbilt in week one, 23-3. The team is pretty much last in every major statistical category within the SEC, both offensively and defensively, as Vanderbilt scores just 15 points with 311 yards of total offense on average per game. It throws for just 187 yards per game. It allows 35 points on 459 yards of total offense the other way a game, while surrendering nearly 300 yards through the air to opponents. Vanderbilt has scored just 18 offensive touchdowns this season and has sacked the quarterback just 9 times the other way. The Commodores have turned it over 20 times on the year, but have picked off opposing passers 13 times. That is a bright spot for the Commodores. A lot of the struggles for the offense is a result of poor quarterback play. Sophomore Ken Seal started the first 6 games of the season, but struggled in doing so. With a completion percentage of just 56, Seals has managed just 1,173 passing yards, with 5 touchdowns and 9 interceptions thrown. Sophomore Kyle Wright, who is expected to get the start against Tennessee, has started 4 of the last 5 games. Isn't accurate either, per se, notching just 53% completion rate, but has been more effective with 7 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. Wright can change the game on the ground, however, as the speedster has rushed for 366 yards on the season. As a former track star, Wright can fly, and that is something Tennessee must hone in on defensively. Sophomore Kyle Wright has started the past 4 or 5 games, and the guy in the backfield that's been kind of his go-to guy has been Rocco Griffin. He leads the charge in the backfield with 413 yards and 3 touchdowns, while starter Ramon Davis has been out with injury. Senior Chris Pierce is the team's go-to guy through the air, hauling in 53 passes, 609 yards, and a pair of touchdowns on the season. Fellow wideouts Will Shepard, Cam Johnson, and Devin Bodie Jr. have combined for 8 receiving touchdowns. Defensively, it's a pair of linebackers leading the charge with 82 and 76 tackles, respectively. Anfori Orgio accounts for 10.5 tackles for loss on the season, while Ethan Barr ties for the team lead with 3 interceptions. Senior Deshaun Jerkins has 3 picks, safety Max Borship has 2, and cornerback Jalen Mahoney has 2 interceptions as well. This is a game that Tennessee should win and probably will win handedly. The Vols are favored by 31.5 points at home. Tennessee will need to keep tabs on the running threat of Kyle Wright at quarterback, but outside of that, the Vanderbilt offense really hasn't shown the ability to be as consistent threat all season long. It's worth noting, however, Vanderbilt has played inspired football of late, specifically the past 2 weeks. It gave Ole Miss a run for its money in the second half last weekend and held Kentucky to just 3 points in the second half 2 weeks ago after the Wildcats torched them for 31 in quarters one and two of play. Josh Heupel, he wants to finish off the regular season on a high note and complete this part of the turnaround that it was in store for him when hired back in January. Tomorrow's showing will also serve as senior day for a select group of seniors. Tennessee and Vanderbilt will kick off at 3:45 p.m. Eastern time, and you can hear a call of that right here on The Sports Animal, with game day all day coverage beginning at 8 a.m. It is Tennessee and Vanderbilt right here on The Sports Animal. This extended UT football practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage right now at 947-7527.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.